manager.
Okay, thank you everyone for being here. I'd like to go ahead and call the Application Review Committee, Appeals on the Board of Site Examiners, to order. The time is 7:32, October 2nd, 2023. I am supposed to be doing the roll call, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
Here's the quorum.
Thank you. So as you start this agenda, let me open up the email. Sorry, I'm looking at my email. Give me a second.
And Madam Chair, committee members, if I may, number three, approval of minutes, will need to be forwarded to the next meeting.
Okay. So we will then move directly to item four. Even though the first two items are just re-apps, I am familiar with all three students, and they're all part of my program here. So I'm going to abstain from. So I am requesting that they move to the full agenda on Friday. So Eric Hanks Moore, Amy Prosser, and Vesna Pepik. So I'm sorry. So Dr. Carina, you have to present on them on Friday.
Okay.
Okay. So we will jump to 4B. Requesting approval to sit for the ECCC and licensure number three, and that is Erin Bradley.
Yes. Okay, so Erin Bradley graduated from the school psychology program at U of A, which is APA accredited. It was a little confusing, but I think the externship would be a practicum, a pre-internship hours. So she has some hours there, about 500 and some. And then she has an internship at Deer Valley, which is an APIC approved of 2,000 hours. And then it says that she has a postdoc at Constitution Elementary of 600 hours. I looked that up. That is a school in Deer Valley, but I don't know if that's part of her, maybe her job, but it is supervised by a licensed psychologist. So I saw a total of 3,108 hours, 0.25. We had the self-query. I only had seen one letter of recommendation, but Kathy put another one in now, so that she should have two. So it was a little confusing, but I think this does meet all the guidelines, and so yeah, I would approve her.
And it's okay to have a job and use that as a postdoc. That's very helpful. And as long as they're getting the right supervision, and she has so the one thing I don't see is, I'm looking at the postdoc. So she has a postdoc professional psychology verification. But do we have a postdoc agreement?
I can't hear Kathy.
There we go. I couldn't get the mute. Let me pull her file up real quickly to make sure. I believe we do. I just was surprised that it didn't get in there. Let me take a look again. Yep, we have one. Let me drop that in.
Okay. I think that's why you were a little confused.
Yes, I wasn't sure if it was a postdoc or a job. Yes.
Yeah, no, we have a full postdoc resident training agreement.
Yes.
Thank you.
With Dr. Forhood. Yeah.
Then I will go ahead and I think if he's good to go, then Dr. Catalina, he has all the hours. Okay.
Yes.
The next one we have is Autumn Arch. She's from the University of North Dakota Clinical Psych Program. She did her internship at a VA for 2080 hours, did a long postdoc for 4,000 hours. Everything looks good. I didn't have any questions. Did you?
Yeah, I think it's probably because it's a neuropsych and with the Houston model, they went the 2 years.
Yeah.
So, yes, she had over 6,000 hours total. So I approved her. I think she's doing okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You want to do the next?
Okay. Here's the next one. Ashley Azcaraga, Dr. Azcaraga, right?
Yeah.
And so she was attending Argosy of Southern California, probably with the closure. Then she finished up at Chicago School Professional Psych. She had a about total of 2150.95 pre-doctoral, pre-internship hours, maybe practicum. And then she did a federal corrections internship, APA and APIC approved, for 2092.5 hours. So she had two letters of recommendation. She had the self-report. So I approved her too.
Yes. The next one we have is Colette Colette
Wilcox.
Yeah. This is a reapp, and I didn't see any she's been reviewed by this board before and needs to sit for the faculty. So
this would be for her. This would be the third attempt. Do we need anything special?
No,
a study plan
beyond that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then the next one would be Shaunta Hemingway. I believe she might be present and has attended Walden. She has internship hours of 1,009.99. Internship of 2,071 hours and postdoc of 220 hours. So she has over 3,000 hours. She has two letters of recommendation and she has self-query. So I think that she meets the guidelines. What do you think?
She did receive 1 second. I lost my bag.
It was a fair
letter.
There was a confusion, I think, about the internship and postdoc years, but seemed to have been worked out, I think. What was that? Your concern?
Can you give me 1 minute? I'm pulling.
Yeah, I want to see. I think that was the issue. I'm not sure.
On page, Madam Chair, committee members, on page one of that file, I did put a memo.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had to resubmit all her hours to indicate she did her logs. So I appreciate that. So, Miss Dr. Hemingway, appreciate you sending the additional information. And okay, thank you. Next one is Michaela Godsey.
If I may, can we just clarify for Dr. Hemingway that everything is okay with her application and there'll be a recommendation to move it forward to the board for full approval?
Yes, that's your thought as well, right, Dr. Katarina?
Yes, I think, yeah, usually you say it after the whole group. Right?
I know, I just was, she's here and I thought she looked maybe a little confused.
Oh, I see.
So everything good to move forward then?
Yes.
For Friday.
Just wanted to be sure. Okay.
Oh, thank
At
you.
At the end of this item, we will make a motion, Dr. Hemingway. So we've got two more applicants to review. So.
Okay, so. Do I need to stay on for the rest of this?
Only if you want to, you don't have to. We don't have questions with you, so we appreciate you being here. So.
Well, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful rest of the morning.
You too.
You too, thanks.
The next one is Michaela Godsey. I don't know, is Michaela Godsey here? The question I had, again, Dr. Michaela Godsey also received a letter, and the question was regarding her postdoc, if I'm not mistaken.
No, what I recall, it was her title during her internship. That it was maybe not clearly listed that she was an intern.
Uh-huh. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I'm okay because she did submit response, and it said that she was on one of the paperwork. It said that she was an intern. She did have sorry for the dog. She did have a counseling master's, so that could have been why she felt that she was able to be licensed there as a counselor. But what I had some concern that she went to Saybrook University, which is an online, non-APA accredited program, and they were she had treatment courses in her master's program, like family counseling, group counseling, but in the doctoral program, she only lists these conferences that they attend several times a year to receive their training and therapy.
It's still considered graduate courses, so regardless of whether it was a master's, it meets the requirement of graduate credit.
Well, because it didn't have credit. It just said conference credit.
No,
something.
But if she had a graduate level course.
I didn't know if they were considered a course. That's why I wondered.
Oh.
But I wondered if we could count the master's courses.
Yeah, yeah, you can. That's what it
okay,
meant.
Because I thought then we'd
That's
be okay with those.
Course.
Yes. So,
yeah, as long
but
as.
But no, those conferences, I was in doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, so then if she has that, you know, that's what that
I'm
was my
still
concern.
A little concerned about her. So in terms of her online degree, how did she indicate she met residency?
I think when they go to those conferences several times a year, a few times a year. I don't know, does that count? It's two or three times a year.
And so there's so many questions I have about her application. She lists her title of her doctoral degree as Master's in Counseling Psychology. So why would somebody list a title? And then she lists the degree earned is a master's degree in counseling psychology. So,
and she had that from, and then she went back for her doctorate, right? In the Saybrook. I think that was in another maybe Argosy.
No, I'm just,
excuse me.
So, Ms. Folks, that is not how somebody answers those questions, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking at page one of her, no, so if I go to our application,
okay.
She says she's applying for a license as a psychologist. And then, when you go down to the next page, She answers all the questions, no problems there. Then she talks about she's getting her doctorate in clinical psych, which she has. And then you go to the next page and you say, she went to Argosy in Seattle, Washington. And she earned a master's there in counseling psych. And then she graduated in 16 in counseling psych. So that's the first part of education. I just need to read this new application. Then she gets her doctoral degree. And then type of the doctoral degree program, she lists master's in counseling psychology. And that's confusing. Why would you list master's if you're getting a doctoral degree? So she went to Argosy, Seattle.
And she went to the Saybrook for the doctoral, online doctoral program.
I think what happened was she finished up at Saybrook.
I think she was just in the master's program, not in like the doctoral program at Argosy. I think she finished that and then she applied to Saybrook. That's how I read it.
Madam Chair, committee members, Dr. Millett, is it that you're not seeing the application page, her education page that is showing Saybrook University and all the doctorate information? Because it looks like it's not there.
Yeah, okay.
I can pull that.
Stop it.
Too.
I'm trying to go back to that. I'm having trouble, but okay.
Okay, so it's not in there?
That's what I think happened, yes. I try to make sure I've printed the entire page for both, you know, if there's a master's, I do the master's, and then I try to make sure I have the doctorate, of course. And I think it was missed.
I saw the transcript, I think.
Yeah, I see a Saybrook transcript.
But I failed to print out the doctorate page is what you're talking about. So let me grab that. I've got it up and...
Oh.
This new format is still interesting. I still have issues with it from time to time. I try to go down a checklist to make sure I have everything in, but there's still, even after a year, a learning curve to this thing. Well, we're not quite a year, I don't think, but all right, let me drop this in.
So the other thing, I think, Dr. Carolina, you're right. Regardless of, so for ethics, she has 3 credits. Does she fill out the R education page?
I'm sorry, the what?
I'm trying to find R education page. She creates her own education page, which.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the
students wouldn't do because it's, you know, they need to follow our forms, not create their own forms. Makes it very difficult to. Okay, so now I see doctoral program, okay, PhD in clinical psych, Saybrook University, title of the doctoral. Now, she does not say that she completed 18 hours or equivalent of student faculty contact. She doesn't say yes or no. What does it mean by UNSEP?
I don't know what that means either.
If I may, that question, even though it's showing up on the education page that they fill out, they actually weren't presented that question until the end of September because of the waiver that was still in place. There was a waiver in statute that allowed, that waived the residency requirements for the doctoral programs up until September, is it the 30th or the 1st? I've forgotten. I'd have to look at the website and see.
Even though she got her, when did she get her doctoral degree?
January 20th, 2023.
Okay. So, So the question that remains is the question that remains is her internship, which is what the question that was posed to her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the professional disclosure statement, it does identify her as an intern level, you know, that she's working and doing things related to her doctoral level. But the form, there is another form in there from her university, you know, that talks about all the expectations for her internship. So going back to, she has practicum hours, in pre-internship hours, and then she has
The pre-internship, I have 935 hours. Internship,
3,328. Technically, for an internship, you're only allowed to do 2 years. And so did she do another form for her internship? The internship has to be completed in a 24-month period. What she presents is a 36-month period.
Let's see. Now, that question wasn't asked of her, I think.
I think the internship form needs to be redone. The internship, according to statute, needs to be hours completed within a 2-year, 24-month period. The postdoc is within a 36-month period. And the way the internship form was submitted, it goes for, I mean, she probably does need it, but we need to have the right form in the file.
Yeah.
Reflect the 24-month period. I would also like more information from her supervisor indicating how they provided some of the other experiences. The university did have, there's a university agreement in here, the university agreement talks about all the requirements, which is typical of, if you look at page 104, you know, the site does check off, Ms. Galvin, is it okay for us to ask for more information on how some of those requirements were met, especially based on that, you know, the site and the, her agreement doesn't really refer to, you know, how the university agreement is very clear. That's set at the outset, you know, when she started. And I'm just curious, you know.
You may request additional information.
Yeah.
The what page are you looking at for the?
So you go to 104.
104. Thank you.
So 104 is very clear of the agreement that was signed between the university and the internship site. And they use all the APIC language, you know. They talk about the written evaluation. You know, they talk about the clinical experience, the training, that the supervisor has the training. And
You see, what I see on this 100, she lists 3,328 hours of experience, but then I saw the internship was only 2245. So maybe the 3 years includes a postdoc.
The 2245 is her direct hours, Dr. Kelly.
Sorry?
It's the direct hours. It's not the total hours.
No, but I'm saying maybe that 3 years included a postdoc, because I saw two sets of hours for the internship. One place it was 2245, and on page 100, it's 3000 something. So
yeah. 2245 is the direct hours. 3328 is the
Oh, that was the direct. Oh, I thought that was the internship and the 3000 was
an extra year. That's just stage two of the application.
Oh.
So, but the key discrepancy, which doesn't match our statute, is that it was done over, if you start in August 19 and you go on to November 22, that's 20, 21, 22. That's 3 years and 3 months.
And what page was that? Let's
see. Is that page 99, I think.
Okay.
So that form needs to be redone. The program year, if you look at the, it was a part-time internship, which is fine. And the program does refer to this as an internship. And it was signed in August or July 2019. It was signed by the primary supervisor and the department, the student intern. The director of clinical training did not sign it. May have signed it, but that's not the copy we have.
And what was the year of graduation?
And there's a training opportunity with SAMBAC that says it starts in 2018 as per rotation in the department. So it's very confusing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So she graduated. I'm trying to see if she graduated, what year she graduated. I'm still wondering if that extra year was after graduation. So she graduated. I don't know.
Madam Chair, committee members, Dr. Godsey graduated from Saybrook January 20th, 2023.
Oh, so that, and she was the last date of that sandbox is, do we know what the last date of the program that she completed at Sandbox, the ending date? It was.
I mean, she could continue working there. That's not a problem.
That's what I'm wondering if, yeah, maybe
but
they.
Her organized internship needs to be for that 24-month period, you know, where you're under the supervision and the training requirement and all of the things that go with an internship. So I think, Kathy, when we send her a letter, we need to talk about the pre-doc internship. And the requirements for that.
All right. Which requirements in particular did you note that you want?
I have to pull up the statute.
Evidence of. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
No, it's not a part of a postdoc then, because she's completed this internship in 11/20/22. Yeah, no, I was thinking maybe they added it all together, but they, no, that is 3 years. You're right. Yep. And it was prior to the graduation in January of
23. Are the statutes in the folder?
It's in a different location. It didn't get put in the right folder.
Yeah, it was I had felt this was confusing also.
All right, if you refresh your board meeting materials, the resources are there.
Okay, thank you. It's just a single document, or is it that document that you have to?
It's a folder.
And
resources, statutes, rules, etc.
No, I went there, but it's not a single document. So I have to click on each link. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, on page 103, yeah, right, it says the internship would begin August 2019.
Do you have a single PDF, Kathy, that you could upload in there?
Are you looking for the statutes or the rules or?
Both.
Okay, the rules are uploaded to that folder as a PDF. It's labeled Psychology Rules 2023, and then in parentheses it says most current. And I can upload a PDF of the 32-2071.
So it's in the same art folder?
It's in the board meeting folder under resources. It's a folder within the folder.
I'm sorry. I'm seeing a link. It's just giving me the link to the website. The link that I see, it says resources, statutes, rules, and then I see.
If you don't click on it, it should open that folder.
Okay, let me see. Nope, it's not letting me open now. It's keep. I don't know.
I see it, but I'm trying to open it.
Now it's asking me to go to the website, and it's not letting me open.
All right, let me upload this.
When I open it, it says look for an app in Microsoft Store. So whatever it's doing, it's not. I mean, I'm on the website, and I'm sorry, I wish I had it.
All right, I've just uploaded a PDF of ARS section 32-2071, not in the resources folder. It's uploaded with the apps. If you just refresh, you should see it. I just labeled it 32-2071.
Okay, I see that.
And now I'll give you the rules. All right, I've uploaded the PDF for the rules. It's labeled AACR4-26 and then 2023.
Okay, so if you go to page 5, number 10, let me tell you the statute number. It's C-10, I think. 32-2071C-10. I think I should have memorized that. The supervised professional experience is completed within 24 consecutive months.
Yes, F-10.
Okay. F-10. Yeah, you're right. Does that help?
Yes. That one I understand. You had mentioned that you wanted to know how they provided the other experiences, and I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
I'm just curious, because of her title issues, kind of like when we question somebody's hours, you know, for it to qualify as an internship, I just like more documentation or explanation as to the things that you note in the application. So we're going back to Michaela Gotz. If you look at her, if you go to page 100, and these are the areas that I would like a little bit more explanation. So because for truly to be an internship, it needs to be an organized training experience. The university provided the right document, the agreement with the agency. That's not under question. But so if you go to page 101, you know, she appears to have a licensed supervisor who signed off, so I'm not going to... she meets the direction, but does she have a title designating the intern status? They provided some documentation. So the question I have is 21. Did the training include at least 2 additional hours per week in other learning activities? And it, there's a whole explanation. Okay.
Okay.
And then 26. Did the training program include interaction with other psychology training? So those are 2 questions I'd like to see some, you know.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will add this to the second FAIR letter.
So, okay. I think that was it. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Are we done with that category?
No, we have Rachel Rowe.
Okay. Rachel Rowe got her degree from Midwestern. She did 1,236 hours from pre-internship. She started her internship at the VA Biloxi. She was released from that internship. She went back and did additional practicum hours. She completed a new internship satisfactorily at the Nebraska Mental Health Center. So I think she does meet the requirement.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So now should we?
Yeah. So now
make a motion
and make the motion to approve the.
Well, except we have to leave out the NAU. Well, maybe there should be a motion for the A1.
Yeah, A1, we're not doing anything because there's only one. So
we don't make a motion on that.
No, we don't make
okay.
a motion.
Okay.
We move to the full board.
I'll
go ahead and make a motion. So B, we're moving Erin Bradley, Autumn R.
Yeah.
Ashley S. Kerga, Colette Wilcoxon, Chanta Hemingway, and Rachel Rowe to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPN licensure and requesting additional information from Michaela Godsey.
Yes, I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're done with that. We move to item C1.
So may I ask you, so the one we, the going to the full board, that's, we don't make a motion to send the other people to the full board.
Just don't act on it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. That's what I didn't know. All right. Now what? Want to do the next group?
Felicia Cover
began her program at Oregon State.
We need to just review her postdoc review, so, because she's been reviewed before.
Oh, okay. So she passed the EPPP. She has a Southwest Behavioral APIC program. I think, and she has two letters of recommendation. She has self-query. There was an incident many years ago. Everything seems to be dismissed now. What I think it's okay. What?
Yeah, no problem with that. So I make a motion that we approve Dr. Cover, who's approved for supervised extension for licensure.
I second.
And back to the full board.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Next category is requesting approval for licensure by a waiver. The first one we have is Catherine Van Dane, and she completed a degree at the Chicago School of Professional Psych. She passed the EPPP Part 1. She's done a pre-doc, a post-doc. She's also a certified school psychologist. Everything looked okay in her application.
Yes, I agree.
You want to okay.
I have some questions here. So Dr. Anthony Bean went to Pacifica. He was licensed in, he's still licensed in Iowa up to June of 24. The license in Texas expired in September 23 and license in Virginia 24. But he has the degree, he has hours from the internship of 2000 plus, and APIC, he has postdoc. The one question I have is there's he has two references, one of whom is his wife, and she admitted that. And Kathy wrote to her, and she said, yes, that is my husband. But I thought that would maybe suggest that he get a second reference. From someone that's not related to him.
Yes, definitely. Definitely with that. And I also had a question on his coursework.
Yes.
His coursework does not meet our statutory requirements in the following areas. So ethics, he missed 20 contact hours.
Oh, yes.
Credit hours. And it's equivalent to 2 credit hours. So he doesn't meet the ethics. He doesn't meet the biological basis. He doesn't meet the cognitive behavior. He does not meet the psychopathology, the social foundation. He doesn't meet any of the coursework requirements. Now, he may have additional coursework that might count in those categories, but I think it's up to him to complete this form accurately, list credit hours, not contact hours.
Yes, I was going to ask you what the 20 was.
Yeah, if you look at his syllabus, the syllabus will say this is a 2-quarter-hour course and it has 20 contact hours. And he lists contact hours instead of the quarter credit hours. So.
Oh, yes, because you look on the transcript and it says 2 hours, yes.
Yeah. So he needs to redo that form, and if he does not meet the number of hours, he can submit, we can put that in the language, he can submit additional hours for internship. Not internship, sorry, comprehensive exams or anything else. So, so he needs to do that. And we need a second reference, but that is not his wife. It's a conflict of interest, and we cannot accept that reference, period. So.
I know. That I would have thought when Kathy wrote the letter, that was the implication. Yeah, I didn't understand what the 20 hours meant, so I'm glad you explained that. Thanks. Good. Okay.
Okay, so.
But what's interesting, he is licensed in the current license in the other states. So.
Well, not all states have credit hours as per their requirement. They may just say, have you had coursework in those areas?
Oh, thanks for the explanation.
Yeah, so you could. And maybe when he did his references, when he did back, that he might have had other references. So.
Okay. Madam Chair, committee members, if I may, regarding the reference from his wife, I did have concerns, as noted by Dr. Caterino, that I emailed them. But because I am, my administrative review can only extend so far, I left it for the committee because it's a substantive decision to request to determine that it was not acceptable, because I could not find a statute or rule that specifically states that references must be a non-family member.
No, but I would have thought, that when you said that, the person might have said, oh, maybe we need a different reference.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was not the case. Yeah. And so I had to wait for the committee to provide instruction on that.
Okay. Well, so we have we have questions definitely on this case.
Okay. Next one is Amy Cherian. This is a waiver app, and they did their part one, they did their clinical psych, Boston University, was this the 1 year? Did they have the 1 year already? Yes, yeah. This is the waiver with the year. So I didn't have a problem with that.
I had one problem, and maybe you can help me. I saw that she has a UCLA BA, which I thought would have been 2,000 hours, but they said 1,760. And then it said I couldn't see the number of hours for the postdoc, but there is a license in California, and she was clinical director.
Yeah, 1,760. The VA didn't always used to have 2,000. So that's not.
But what about the, I couldn't see.
Yeah, but she is doing the waiver. That's what is meant.
So
by.
She doesn't need a postdoc.
She doesn't need a postdoc. Or she doesn't need to submit evidence of a postdoc. She might have.
Or 3,000 hours. She doesn't need 3,000 hours.
No, she's asking for her 10 years of experience as a licensed psychologist in place of the 1,500 hours. But that is called a waiver app because she's been licensed for 10 years over. She was licensed for 20 years or more, she doesn't even have to provide proof of an internship.
Okay.
So those are the two exceptions we have, recognizing somebody's clinical experience, and partly because when they did it, the requirements could have been different. So we have exceptions in our statute.
Okay. Then I'm okay with it.
Okay. You want to do
then Harlan, Harlan Austin, University of North Texas Counseling Program. Has an internship, APA accredited 2,000 hours, postdoc 3,000 hours, two letters of recommendation, sub-query, already passed EPPP Part 1, licensed in Colorado, and the license extended to August of 23, which is past our deadline now, past today, but he made his application in June of 23, so he applied before the license run out, so I thought it would be okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. We have four. So let's go ahead and make a motion to approve the three applicants, Catherine Van Dane, Ancy Cherian, and Harlan Austin, for submit the application to the full board, requesting approval for licensure by waiver. And we need more information from Dr. Anthony Dean. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We have none in item category F. In category G, I'm going to do this as a group, if you don't mind, Dr. Katarina.
Go ahead, sure. Fine.
We have three applicants, Dr. Nichols, Dr. Lennon, and Dr. Bongo,
I think Dr. Bongo was here.
But she left.
Oh.
All three of them are requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. They all have a doctorate degree in an applied health service field, and they hold licenses in good standing in many states, including South Africa.
Well, I do have a question on linen, because it said that her license expired August 23, and she submitted her application in September 15th of 23.
But she's licensed in other states.
No, they were. I have. They were done too. 18 and 20. Like October 20th. But she is have CIPAC.
But no, you can't have a CIPAC without being licensed in a state.
Okay, I don't know. But so I thought they were expired. The last one seemed to have expired August 31st, 23. And this application was submitted September 15th. But let's check that.
Maybe. Madam Chair, committee members, if you look at page 25 of 30.
Yes.
The Colorado verification shows that the expiration date is August 31st, 2025.
25. Oh, 25. Okay, that's good then. Okay, yes. Thank you. Sorry.
So
that was my only question then. Fine. Well, wait. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to submit the three names, Dr. Nichols, Lennon, and Bongo, to the full board for approval by universal recognition.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then we have one more applicant. Do you want to be... That's the telehealth registry. That's just
Dr. Stephen Smith, licensed in California from 2009 to 2024, and has the self-query. I thought I would approve him.
Yeah. Okay. Do you make a motion?
Make a motion to approve Dr. Stephen Smith for telehealth registry.
Submitted to the full board.
Submitted to the full board for approval for the telehealth registry.
Okay. Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We are done with item 4. Item 5 is new agenda items for future meeting.
Okay. Nothing for me.
Okay. Nothing. So, number 6, before I ask for a motion to adjourn, I just want to thank you, Kathy. Thank you for putting all the materials together.
Yes.
And thank you, Ms. Galvin, for being here. It's always reassuring to have you, knowing we've been following you. And I think that concludes our agenda. For the record, this is what happened to me in
Ohio. What happened?
I got into
a fight.
You recorded. You have to take up the recordings. The meeting is. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, listen. If you make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. No.
This is at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They came out. Got you.